Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A. I am joined by Austin's Western Youth, and there are a lot of these people standing in front of me. Their debut self-titled album comes out on Friday. There's also a release show on Friday at Spider House Ballroom. They'll be joined by Jamie Harris, Corey Reinisch, Allie Holder, and Randy Reynolds. Doors open at 9. We're going to talk about the debut album. We're going to hear some music, and actually, that's what we're going to do first. What are we going to hear first?
A song called Lost the War. Sleepless nights take their toll. Headlights and cigarettes and telephone pole. You flash a smile and circle the block. Spent your life racing the clock. Say you've been living in a sleepwalker's dream. Still, till you find out just what it means. Gonna take a stand and go for good. But the words just get caught in our throat. Don't you still could hang? See where this thing goes. It's getting late and all bars are cool. Why don't you still could hang? I can't take it no more. I may have won the battle. Now you're so careful with what you try to make stay. Now I won't pretend to come and threat doesn't fade. But the past has no teeth. For something it holds deep. Why don't you stick around? See where this thing goes. It's getting late and all the bars are closed. Why don't you stick around? I can't take it. We have won the battle, oh, but honey, I lost the war. Peace don't come just because I've surrendered. And love don't come to cure the sickness you tempered. Stick around, see where this thing goes. It's getting late and all the bars are closed. Why don't you stick around? I can't take it no more. I may have won the battle, oh, but honey, oh, but honey. I lost the war.
We're here in Studio 1A, swooning in Studio 1A, more accurately, with Austin's Western Youth. That was the song from their debut self-titled album that comes out on Friday, and there's a release show on Friday as well. They'll be joined by Jamie Harris, who is joining us in Studio 1A today, providing some lovely backup vocals, Corey Reinisch, Allie Holder, and Randy Reynolds. I'm sitting here talking to Taylor Williams and Graham Weber here. Thank you guys for being here this afternoon. Can y'all introduce me to these other great people around you?
Yeah, well, this is Jamie Harris, Austin's okay. Jamie Harris, sitting in with us today. That's Sammy P, Sam Powell, Sammy P on the keys, playing the piano, Brian Bow on the drums, Sean Never Know Filler Spiller on the bass guitar.
Quarantined in the back corner.
He's ill, but he still plays beautifully. And the Pride of New Zealand, Mr. Matthew Gregg over on the lead guitar, and this is Taylor Williams here with me.
Fantastic. So there's a lot of y'all, but y'all's history goes back several years to 2013, I believe, with the debut EP. Is that correct? And y'all were just a trio at that point, right?
There's four of us, but it was Matt and I started writing songs, about 2012, 2011. Met up with Brian, who plays drums, and we had a different bass player at that time. He's moved out of state. But and so we did an EP back in 2013, had a lot of life changes. Had kids, some of those kind of things, and the band's really kind of in a whole new form right now.
Cool. So, and you guys were South by Artists earlier this year.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Always a wonderful little gem to put on your lapel. Well, congratulations. So what are some of the life stories and things, you mentioned kids and everything, that have influenced this debut full length? What's happened in the last half decade?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of life changes, a lot of growing up, really, I think more so than anything. You know, us getting older kind of changes your perspective a little bit. So, and then Graham, obviously, joining the band was a huge change for us.
And that happened because y'all joined him on a record of his, correct?
So I have been a big fan of these guys for a long time. We played bills and stuff together. And so I was going to make an EP or something, and I wanted them to be the band on it, so I asked those guys, and then it kind of turned into, they were kind of starting the record that we have now before I had joined the band, and then Taylor and I wrote something together, and then it just kind of snowballed into this thing where we were going to put it out and then try to tour together so we could do like two shows in one van, basically, and then they were kind enough to ask me to join the band, and I did, and I'm really happy about it.
Fantastic.
So now we got a record. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking to Western Youth. You can check them out on at Spider House Ballroom on Friday. They'll be joined by Jamie Harris, Corey Reinisch, Allie Holder, and Randy Reynolds. What a fantastic bill. The doors are at 9, a night full of music. And can we hear another song from the album?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all so tired and scared. All the news is sad news. Things are bad everywhere. I'm hanging on. Images I'm seeing, they're bringing me down. America's bleeding since they're sending the clown. If you don't have a pale complexion, they gon' lock your ass in chains and say you're alien or ISIS or a thug claiming a gang. It's a shame our politicians love the both to be the rich. I'm breaking double what I used to. We'll be right back. shots at a school. Another vibrant distraction. Being fanned by the fools. While I sit there and shave and I feel all the call. Yeah, I feel the trap of water, but it's rising. No, I wish some righteous man beside it. We can pray with the tears, but the kids won't quit the cry.
Well, all right. That's Austin's Western Youth rocking it out here, country rocking it out here in Studio 1A. That's from their self-titled debut album that comes out Friday. There's a release show attached to that at Spider House Ballroom, joined by a clouder of their friends. I'm just going to pretend your friends are cats. A clouder of your friends, Jamie Harris, who also has a record coming out on Friday, and you heard her vocals on the first two tunes. Corey Reinisch, Allie Holder, and Randy Reynolds will all be joining them on that bill, as well as Mike Schoenfeld. Whew. And if you can't make that show, they'll be playing again at the Continental Club on October 19th. Thank you guys again so much for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
You can catch the two songs you heard, the interview, and a bonus third song at kutx.org. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is led by Julia Reese, assisted by Emery Weaver and Jen and Taha. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.